This week, SUNY Ulster in Stone Ridge will host a screening of a film about Indigenous children separated from their families in the U.S. The documentary Dawnland will be shown Wednesday afternoon. I spoke with co-director Ben Pender Cudlip about the film that he hopes starts a national conversation.
So my co-director Adam Mazo and I made this film because we thought it was important to tell a story about both genocide and cultural survival happening here at home in the United States. Adam and I had previously worked on a film, Coexist, about sort of mandatory reconciliation in Rwanda after the genocide there. And with the Upstander Project, his organization, Adam and our learning director, Mishy, have been using that film to teach all around the country about genocide, bullying, othering, and topics like that. And we thought that this commission that's happening in Maine was a really important and interesting opportunity to tell a story here about genocide that's happening and has happened here instead of in a faraway place.
In Maine, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission traveled for more than 2 years, around 2013 to 2015, gathering testimony and bearing witness to the impact of the state's child welfare practices on families in tribal communities. Dawnland shows the challenges that the commission faced in its efforts.
So this commission, the Maine Wabanaki State Child Welfare Truth and Reconciliation Commission, is the first official Truth and Reconciliation Commission in this country, the first commission to be mandated by a government. And this one was, in fact, convened by agreement of Governor LePage and the five tribal chiefs. And it's looking into the practice of removing Native children from their homes and placing them with white families. Now, the tribes in Maine, the Passamaquoddy, Penobscot, Mi'kmaq, and Maliseet, are part of the Wabanaki Confederacy. And these are tribes that have been in existence for many, many years. These are tribes that experienced first contact with Europeans. And so they continue to survive and thrive in this land. And this is such an important investigation into how to protect tribal sovereignty and how to keep Native children with Native families.
The commission's investigation culminated in a final report.
Their final report found that Native children continue to be disproportionately removed from their homes in Maine. And the final report also concluded that this practice constitutes, quote, cultural genocide. So there's a lot to unpack there. But since the conclusion of the commission, things have been getting better in Maine. Child welfare authorities and state child welfare authorities have been working closely to follow best practices for when a Native child does need to go and care. And so there are a lot of lessons that can be learned from both the formation of this commission, the operation of the commission, and the aftermath of the commission all around the country. We think that this type of restorative justice practice, this Truth and Reconciliation Commission, could be a model for other states around the country, because really no state is exempt from needing to really look deeply at their own history and their own present in terms of how they work with Native children in care and their Native populations in their states. I think that it's also important to say that this is not an issue that happened. This is not an issue that's confined to the past. Native children are still being disproportionately removed from their homes all around the country. Right now, Native children nationally are about 3 times more likely to be in care than white children. And in some states, that number is much higher. In Minnesota, Native children are 20 times more likely to be in care than white children.
Pender Cudlip speaks more about the film.
So the film tells the stories of Wabanaki people, that is Mi'kmaq, Maliseet, Passamaquoddy, and Penobscot people in Maine, who had the courage to stand up and share their stories and their experiences in the child welfare system with the commission. And so the film really is a tapestry of these voices, people talking about, in many cases, really traumatic experiences. And that storytelling process as a step on the path to healing. It was really important to us that the film lift up Native voices in Maine. And this is actually, to the best of our knowledge, the first time that a film featuring Wabanaki individuals has been nationally aired on public television. So we're really excited to lift up this incredibly important restorative justice happening that has happened in Maine, and excited to share stories of Wabanaki individuals with the rest of the country.
In speaking about cultural survival, Pender Cudlip addresses the mentality at work in both his film Subject and what has occurred at the U.S. border with Mexico in separating children from their mothers.
The mentality that sits at the root of this behavior, the idea that Native children need to be, quote, saved from their families and saved from their communities and culture, is the same mentality that's at the root of the actions that are taking place at what's now the U.S.-Mexican border. The idea that non-white people and non-white families are inferior. And it's the root of so many issues in our society today. And overcoming white supremacy and fighting against it is something that's important to us as filmmakers and something that we hope this film can contribute to a robust conversation on.
There is an educational component to the film that works well at colleges and other schools.
So there's a robust teacher's guide that exists for this film. It's freely available on donland.org. And it digs really deeply into the issues in the film, and it goes all the way back to well before the founding of this country to sort of look at the chain of events and the attitudes that have led to now, when we have this really historic restorative justice process happening in Maine, but also these really terrible things that have happened that made it necessary. The fact that Native children in the 1970s were somewhere between 25 and 35% of all Native children in the 70s were living outside of their homes in foster care, boarding schools, or adoptive homes. So we're excited to bring this film to a college campus to talk about these issues with students, and also to talk about what we all can do next, how we can support tribal sovereignty, how we can acknowledge Indigenous lands and the lands that we're on, and how we can protect and preserve the Indian Child Welfare Act, which is something that the film gets into. It's a law that requires Native children to be placed in Native families, if at all possible, and it's a law that's under attack in the courts right now.
Filmmaker Ben Pender-Cudlip speaking about Dawnland, which will screen at SUNY Ulster Wednesday at 1. Pender-Cudlip will be in attendance to introduce the documentary and answer questions after the screening. The event is free and open to the public. In addition, he mentioned the Upstander Project, which produced Dawnland. It's a filmmaking and educational collaborative that was created in Boston in 2009 to challenge indifference to injustice and raise awareness of the need for upstanders, especially among teachers and their students. There is more information at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.